Quantum Foam, Episode 4. What is happening?
Quantum Foam.
Physics. Physics is at the foundation of all the mathematical principles that guide the heavens. You have to understand physics.
More than likely, that's not going to happen, but...
forces which govern the universe.
Here are the
first three finished
episodes of Quantum Foam.
Give them an example of how you would properly treat editing the source sound files when doing sound engineering at a professional level.
And they are cut rate down to 64 kilobit per second MP3. They're all 30 minutes, 1800 seconds long.
That's somewhat compressed. I might just wait until the release. I want to be heard in the best quality.
And I'm releasing them probably whenever I do in 1411 kilobit per second dot wave CD format, 441 kilohertz per second sample rate, 30 minute, 1800 seconds form.
Stereo channels. Two channels for our two ears.
So that you can uprate it if you want, but there's no point. Downrate it and cut it down to whatever size you need it. This is the source code. This is almost entirely, primarily, entirely voice only. So don't cut them down too much, because it's like, what if one bit of information doesn't make it?
You speak in stereo. Do not cut down to mono channels.
No. And so one person misunderstands one syllable. The wrong person, the very smartest person who says they know it all and who declares to the group that they're working with that this says this because they transcribed it this way, they translated it this way, that was peer reviewed this way. What if they miss that point that was deleted because you wanted to cut it down? Why don't you just not do that and have no worry of that? And it's a consensus that basically CD quality music is the lowest standard for music, but it could be the highest standard for voice. Because the voice was recorded using basically piece of shit mics. However, it's such a good digital copy these days, and the way I treated it with the software, I mean, it should be plenty for your voice. Everything that needs to be said about that is being said.
Dude, that is like a telescoping integral going a certain direction at a certain rate. I am still here. Thank your higher power,
broski.
Spin dude.
There's a certain sample rate and a certain data size.
Spin dude.
For this transmission, because...
spin calculus, dude.
Our program we're using to transmit superfluous information.
Spin.
The person we're using to...
spin.
Superfluous information.
Spin.
The person we're using...
spin.
Superfluous information.
Spin.
The application we're using on our devices for transmitting this information to you in audio form has a data cap. So this puts them a half hour, 64 kilobit per second per transmission. So...
spin.
So that's why I did that...
spin.
...here for this purpose.
Spin. Example rate. I get it. That's cool. I'm relieved. Fuck yo couch. Keep this PG-13, man.
Oh shit. But generally speaking, I'd say the way data sizes are now and the way the size that hard drives are and the price of hard drives and given all that information and put down into one rate, which is 1 over some number. It doesn't even matter if it's 1 over 0 because that equals impossible. So that means you don't talk about this. That means you don't need to cover this other than to cover stuff and check stuff. The source code. Quantum Foam. It's basically whatever information that I'm wanting to speak that's within the grouping of English that you see immediately before, during, and after what I'm doing right now.
Never thought any of this would be possible. It is not impossible, I supposed. I just hoped it, and somehow I guess I'm the only one who gets it.
So far,
anyway. The only one who gets to understand.
So I'm sort of...
gets it?
...introducing a time aspect into what you're doing because...
gets it?
...the time aspect...
gets it?
...may be able to be...
gets it? Gets it? Gets it? Gets it?
...followed in a way in which you can still properly interpret this information regardless of what space-time continuum, universe, multiverse...
gets it?
...you are in. You may be on the other side of the...
let me guess. Either quantum foam, or heaven, or sex, or you're stupid. Or... or let me guess, or hypothesize, or theorize, or choose better than 50% random sex, sex, and be a quantum difference engine. Random sex. Another party's space-time continuum image. Basically what is happening is you are hearing the sound of
quantum foam. Your quantum
random sec
foam may not
random sec
be us. We are the quantum foam for you. What is out there? I went to college. I took an astronomy class. I got an A. I showed people how to look at the telescope stuff. I was there every day. I did everything. I did B work in that motherfucking class. I still got a fucking A because if anybody was supposed to take that class the right way and get the information they got from that class and act in a manner in which they give feedback to the professor that they received all the information that anybody could hope for to be capable of being able to be released and heard from a student as anybody ever probably did. I still got a fucking A. And he liked to do a few things, Mad Lib type things involving time, saying like, you know, there's going to be an eclipse in this year. So I took that day off.
Random sick.
And this is in 10 years. And what's funny is that
random sick.
That eclipse happened.
Random sick.
And I'm sure he took that day off. If you had a copy of this space-time and you were able to calculate what I'm talking about right now, which you probably will not because I have not given you any superfluous information.
Random sick.
Enough information to glean what I'm even referring to because what I am referring to did happen to me according to my eyes. However, you cannot prove this whether you believe what I'm saying or not. So it doesn't matter whether or not you can prove this. So I am also strategically preventing you from proving this by not telling you just enough information for you to need to know. So basically, am I doing that with this whole podcast? No. I want the right person to hear me the right way, to tell the right people to do the right thing, period. I don't need to say period. I'm emphasizing the fact that this is a sentence. Listen to this sentence. Emphasizing. Listen, shut the fuck up. No. Yeah, okay, no. Nope. Just wait a minute for that. Hold on, that. No. Emphasizing. Can you just wait? Can you shut your fucking mouth for one fucking minute and listen to what the fuck I have to say? Emphasizing. Time. Emphasizing. Emphasizing.
That sounds ridiculous, man. But I guess it makes sense to the right person.
Listen to what I'm saying for that. I'm giving you all of the information that I have available at my fingertips, and I'm the single most qualified person on this planet in this space-time to do so for you in this language for this thing, this time. There are plenty of smart people in the world. I am not a one of a kind. There are probably multiple copies of me doing exactly what I'm doing right now, but emphasizing they're in my same space-time. They're not in a different space-time. Theoretically, they are in my space-time, but they are slightly off my space-time based on a geodesic distance on a flat surface that we call Earth that actually is round. However, we see everything flat because of gravity. And so, technically, we're all being brought inward and down by gravity, according to the Earth, ignoring everything else like the moon and the sun and you. Me standing on the Earth of the Earth points inward at a polar vector towards one point, which can be calculated as the center of mass for every known particle in this Earth, polar vector on this Earth, in this mass, in this volume, with these particles, with these fermions, with these bosons, with these antiparticles, with all the correct pairs,
polar vector,
with all the correct everything to make.
You're right. Now make a matrix out of it and apply it to quantum factorial index math, motherfucker. Quote blank, quote, expletive, quote.
For the most part,
expletive.
A steady, continuous, calculable space-time continuum in four dimensions, given time, length, width, and height. So we are modeling our entire universe as these dimensions. So we can come up with any dimension. Dimensional analysis. What is
expletive?
You know what it is. I'm dimensionally analyzing the English language, physics, and math, and psychology, all at once, put into the correct formulas, and squared and square rooted, and all negative signs accounted for.
What is all this for?
And all
I want to know.
Other sites in the future that I have not created at the point of this recording, but that I will create. Those other ones I have created.
You got lots of websites.
They are
expletive
and exist. They exist. They are there. There are copies of them out there. It can be proven that there are copies of them out there in this particular space-time. There may be other copies of them out there in other space-times. However, taken as a whole, concatenated into one bit of information, there cannot be. Because all of those bits of information put together in a container, into this container, into what I'm saying, into the information you have available at your fingertips.
Expletive.
You even have fingertips.
Fiddlesticks.
Doesn't matter.
Expletive.
It is an expression. The information that you
you have available to you, whoever you are, is what you have and what you see. So you have to triangulate everything in your space-time correctly to make sure that you can understand the spin of every single antiparticle and particle in your space-time and have it correctly matched up with a correct understanding of your time. You basically have to have a geodesic for me to you that you can come up with, because the space-time is not connecting. Einstein was right there. Einstein was wrong. Newton was right. Newton was wrong. Galileo was right. Galileo was wrong. No, he actually was wrong and right. He calculated the speed of light, make sure they don't get that one wrong. He
did the phases of the moons of Jupiter
and all that shit and calculated how long the eclipse stuff. Fuck. This much time within 10% accuracy.
Good a fuck enough.
Never been done before. Cool. That we know of, never recorded, never been reiterated. Here's me reiterating what we know about that. Superfluous information. Doesn't necessarily matter because they didn't actually understand the speed of light at his times. But this is how he was quote unquote wrong and in which way he was quote unquote wrong. Source code. Superfluous information. They're not pointers. They're pointers for my own brain to convey the proper information to you. However, at a later date, somebody, including me and or you, may be able to come up with an algorithm to use them as pointers to correctly format this information. What I'm getting at now, though, digression. Galileo was wrong in that he said, fuck the establishment, fuck the church, fuck you, I'm a fucking asshole, fuck you motherfuckers.
Fuck the establishment, fuck the church.
But I'm right, because I get to say this, so I'm a dick, and I get to say this because I'm right, and I'm the one person who's right, and you guys are all wrong, and I'm so happy that I win. Yay, I'm happy I win. You suck. There's my book. I'll make fun of you for days. Book, book, book. Or where the book, or where the book, or where the book. They'll be making fun of you forever. I got the last one on you. The funny thing is, he got put on house arrest for this, so he was stifled in a certain manner of way because his location was limited. He was right, though. He chose to do his way that way. Let's take a step down and not be that much of an asshole. I'm the asshole who's telling you this shit now. I'm the asshole who spent half his life coming up with this shit, interpreting it for you people. So, basically, superfluous information. Basically, I'm...
How do you get to choose?
Fuck you, but I guess you are qualified.
By my own design, I chose to come to this place and sit at this desk and talk to this device. I'm talking to a device. It's a robot. You are a robot right now, to me, through me. You're the tool. You're a tool. You're half of a tool. You are half of a tool that I'm going to write some math for and transmit it to you. By my own design. I didn't do all that.
If you say so, smart boy, man, whatever.
Maybe it is you.
In fact, who is a human version of a robot? Did you ever think about that?
I did half of that. You did the other half. You accepted the transmission. So you are hearing this. You are now the pronoun. You understand what the fuck I'm talking about because you understand English. And if you don't understand, you'll ask somebody next to you who does. And if they don't understand the entire pool you are talking to and have capabilities with communicating with, you will ask and come to a consensus. And then your spokesperson will say,
Nancy Pelosi,
you shut the fuck up when I'm talking to you because I'm a female, because I'm going to kick your ass if I don't get this entire Congress to suck my dick. I don't have a dick. I'm a female. The concept is there.
Suck my dick!
I am the speaker of this house in this space-time, on this year, in this day, on that desk, in this place. You fucking shut your fucking mouth before I fucking elect another fucking president, you motherfucker. You want another president? All right, let's get him. That already happens every 4 years and every 8 years, sometimes. So, the laws are the same. They're not gonna change.
They're gonna change the laws. This is the time they're gonna do it.
They've never done it after they didn't do it anymore. So, why would they do it now? Oh, they started doing it again. They're doing it again, man. They're doing it again, man. The puppet isn't enough. We need to have another puppet. You are the master of puppets in your space-time. You are the one talking about the information that actually matters for your space-time because you are the foremost person to motherfuck. You are the foremost person to read all the books that you did. You read the books that you did. You read the books that you did and you're regurgitating the information in the form of this right now. Superfluous information. Robotic bullshit, okay? It isn't for you. It isn't for me. The rate at which you're understanding this is because I figured out rates. I calculated all the fucking rates in the last year of the previous decade. So now I'm going to expel these rates at a logarithmic. I calculated all the fucking rates. Rate expansion rate. I calculated all the fucking rates. Jerk. Two. Good jerk off, man. This jerk describes the rate at which the rate is changing for your rate. So you match your rates up correctly because you're the rate master, right? You get to rate them. You're the critic. You're the foremost in your fuck. You're the fuck foremost in your motherfuck. You're the foremost fucked in your way. So tell these people in a calm voice what really is going on so that they can be relaxed. And the boat isn't going to tip. What's
it's the boat. Our boat is where we're at. Everybody in this space-time, in this fluid mix of stuff, in a box, whatever. Not in a box, in a fluid. Every dot is fluid. It's probably halfway between every dot is fluid and the grid is fluid. And the direction of forwardness is time. So that inequality describes whatever you want it to describe. Is it?
Poor Boltzmann. Maybe make a running joke to cheer the old chap up a little bit after what happened all those years ago.
Us? Is it you? Is it me? Is it God? Is it your deity? I don't worship anything but one thing. Polytheistic is only a concept that works for everything else but that. Monotheistic is a concept that has to work for everybody, or in some way work for them, not in that way, but it still works for them in another way. We are dots that look at a bunch of other dots. We are a hive mentality that looks at everybody else in the hive. We are not actually a hive mentality, but who is the queen? Who is the king?
You know what time it is,
Mr.
I get to do the midpoint this time. This is episode 4.5. Oh wait, no, this is the midpoint of episode 4.
What is happening?
Of Quantum Foam.
Movement of Quantum Foam.
Who is the above? Who is the beyond? Who is the unknown? What is the unknown? Can things happen when all the correct parameters of this thing and all the correct parameters of that thing cannot align? Can they mix then? What if you just mix them anyway? Do they mix or do they not mix? Is one thing a part of a whole, or is a different concept a derivative of a part?
Some people don't quite know calculus yet. I would recommend that you give them pointers on what is what.
Like,
throughout the entire show, little bits and pieces. That's probably the best way to do it. Back to you.
What is a derivative? What is an integral? Why can't we figure out what plus C is? Plus the constant. The constant is equal to what we don't get. Why don't we get it? Because we got around it. But what if we actually need that information? What if all the plus C's in the world for every math equation describing every ball of hay, every dot of one dimension bit of information had its own plus C, that we actually take the minus C and the opposite C, and we need that information to add up to put into another equation later that somebody else will need for another purpose, to recreate our space-time or to understand their space-time by comparing and contrasting our space-time with their universe. Their multiverse is something different than us. Their vantage point is something different than us. Each of our little points of eyes that look at other points of directions of eyes of individuals is from a different vantage point. So the distance in which you see that and at the speed in which light propagates through that, whether you're going towards them, against them, or whatever, is still the speed of light is the same. We are having trouble bending light in our universe. Visible light. We can bend other light, other radiation, other stuff. I'm bending it right now by talking into a device that is then going to bend it and send that information to another device very short distance from me through another device and back through a different device that's a little closer to me. So it can be parametrized. An equation can be modeled as a variable, as a one number, two. That's what that is. That is what's happening when we see something and when we send information. We send information to another individual by letting them know that they think that we saw them. But what if I'm looking directly at you and you see me looking directly at you, but yet I'm in a different place in my brain? I'm not looking at you at the moment. I'm thinking of all this stuff that's in a different scenario, that's in a different imagination, that's in a different scenario, that's in a not real, that's in a not possible, that's in a not happening according to what's happening on the outside of my eyes, of the container of our bodies. Hypothetical, theoretical. Most people can pretty accurately calculate that if they put one step in front of the other while walking on Earth, they will be walking, will be in a state of walking. So relative from this to that, they are putting one foot in front of the other and going from 2 to 3, or 1 to 2. It's 1 to 2, I believe. So as far as who can see what and who is seeing what and who saw what and who heard what and what information was transferred, it can be approximated to be transferred close to one point in this entire universe where that point can measure our universe. Our speed of light is this, according to all of our shit.
About 186,000 miles per second, or about 300 million meters per second, is the speed of light. But you must take that divided by the answer of that at a rate of 1 day in our lives on a 24-hour basis, 23 point something, quote, which then, quote, in this space-time, seems to be a second in the standard metric tensor of general relativity mixed with the, quote,
other metric,
quote, this means of Feynman wave probability tables,
mash it.
1 AU, 93 million miles here from our Earth to the Sun. I'm going on a train at half the speed of light towards you. You are stationary according to the Earth. This doesn't even have to be possible, but it's just a quick concept. I'm going towards you half the speed of light. You see me at the speed of light. I see you at the speed of light. How is that even possible? I'm going at you half the speed of light. That's half of the whole distance that we are. It's still the speed of light is the speed of light is the speed of light.
because it does not ever change.
It's this rate. It's that rate. We are that rate.
The only places, so to speak, on Earth that qualified particle physicists from around the world all collaborate to conduct supercomputing and interpreting particle-to-particle collision interactions and then subsequently recording the measurements after digesting and mostly fully understanding that the standard model of particle physics
is
complete according to our consensus in this universe on this plane of space-time points spins matrix fact check to a high degree of accuracy according to current acceptable margins of error and expressed all as one particle point wave quanta approximation container tool.
CERN, Siegel cyclotrons, linear accelerators. You got Stanford. You got CERN. You got, I don't know if they built all those other ones. I don't know if even know if they built that one either. No, they didn't. They can't build that one because of earthquakes and cesium and stuff. No, yeah, that did happen. Japan fucked up. They had an earthquake. They built a reactor on the ocean. It's leaking cesium-137 into the ocean and it's killing all the fish. No, it's probably not doing anything other than putting metal in our food chain. But people who eat fish take
matrix
shit up
matrix
their asshole, so it doesn't even fucking matter. I'm gonna eat some lead right now. I'm chewing on a bar of radioactive lead right now. I just touched it with some fermion. Juice that I pulled from the under. No, I literally eat radioactive uranium for breakfast, okay? Both of them, 235 and 238.
There's actually a bunch.
And it tastes like uranium.
There's a 237 in there somewhere. Either way, you're right, though.
And that's what we do. We're regurgitating information that we heard, that we ate, that we did, that we do, that we thought. And we're regurgitating it back in
a slightly different way because of our understanding. Because what we do is
tell how we saw it and then lie or not. I'm not lying about this shit. I may be wrong, but I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm only wrong in these percentages of these point particles that are missing out of the matrix of my thought process. I'm sorry. I'm only 72% accurate according to the battery level on that screen, according to the sensor. But is that real? What if I measured it in a different time space? What if a time space, time space, time space, according to the measurements of the other measurements I did, which I did other measurements on the battery, separate from the device that it's in, using other electronics, using all the same math, imaginary, not point, point, whatever, ohm, whatever, whatever. And it tells me 73%. How is that even possible? The battery has to be draining at a rate that's going the other direction. How can it tell me something that is clearly the other direction? Positive. When I spent the time doing what I'm doing from the time that I decided what I was going to do from when I started doing that to when I'm doing what I'm doing now, which is checking the battery of the other shit and the other device, which is telling me a wrong value. So what value is it? What spin is it? What are the culminations of all the spins in my body? You probably can figure it out by relating it to some shit and then that's it. But what is that? The charge, the electron? We touch our screens that have touch screens. They're photosensitive. They use a grid that matches a grid, that touches a grid, that does a grid, that calculates a grid, that puts an input, that does an algorithm. Time space, the time space, space, the does an action that's hooked to some software, that does a thing that starts a chain reaction on a phone, on a device, on a monitor, on a desktop, whatever, on a fridge, whatever. But whatever. What we're doing is we're giving our electron.
I want to argue with Einstein in person then, and other stuff. Do it. Fuck yeah. Time warp can actually happen.
There's a couple of little electrons. They're
do it.
Capacitive screens. The capacity, it's describing the capacitance. It's describing that we have electricity. They have electricity. We're transferring our electricity to them through that by touching it or not touching it through the air, through semiconducting air, whatever.
My pea brain is totally in the matrix hyperspace interstellar medium Heisenberg wrong shit boom bitch.
What I'm saying is we're putting our electrons into the devices. So what are we doing here? Is it stealing our mass? Is it stealing any neutrinos? They don't really touch us much. They go through everything. They probably have a little mass. What do they got? They got one mass of one unit of that that we can put together in a model in a new standard neutrino model.
Is it stealing our mass?
The new standard model, electron, neutrinos, tau, neutrinos, and muon, neutrinos, which mixes with matrix, linear, calculus, mathematics, bullshit, and then mixes with the standard model created by all them fucks, right?
There's already a standard model of particle physics, and we've already failed it, so what are you talking about? What's a neutrino, then?
There are the three kinds of neutrinos. The model is done.
You have not failed it.
Let me guess. Gravitons are next. There is still much to do in science. This whole podcast will be the contents of the one particle that you get to send to the future. I hope they don't edit too much out. I hope a future crazy you doesn't do it either. Just remember to listen to yourself, and then when you hear this again in the future, you will have
the right shit
you need to recreate the new theory of everything, or white hole negative math, or matrix math, or linear calculus as a new math by you. Gee, why so much meta info? I guess you are basically the needed meta info container that the future programmers will need. That makes sense.
What are all these other unobtexium, unobhonium, unobhujudium? What a fake table thing. You made it's all man-made. How do you man-made a nuke above a nuke? You nuke a nuke above a nuke and nuke and nuke a nuke. No, we're not nuking shit. Okay, we're gonna nuke our hamburgers.
You what?
We're gonna nuke our burgers in the microwave with microwaves. And don't put your face by it. But that mesh thing on the outside, it does kill the propagation of those waves generally. But there might be a little bit that slips through, so just don't do it. And don't put your hand in it in a beam of microwaves. Our ozone protects us from the shit. If it goes away because of shit we did, because we sprayed some shit up there that got rid of it in this area, ozone moves. Well, yeah, but it'll take a while to move. The O3 in that area is pretty slim. Why? There's an action about a reflection, about a sun, about an energy, about an ocean, about an energy. Whatever. Why is the Arctic areas have holes? Why are the populated areas? And you know, it's probably the opposite of that, because the populated areas release greenhouse gases by cars and other things that we waste, and it goes up to the ozone and it fucks it. We need that shit. It keeps us from getting burned. I kind of don't know, but I think I know the sensation of getting radiation burns, man, and it's not fun. Your people know what this is like. It is not good. You decay, man. Your cells start dying and rotting from the inside out. Every cell from itself, or every dot from itself of what you are. Whatever. You die, man, and it's not fun. You're dead. You didn't just die in your sleep at old age, which is the best way to go if there is a best way. There's no best way ever. But people die. We all die. We all need food. We all die. We all shit. We should go to our church. We should go to our food and fellowship and our camaraderie and our friends. Don't forget to entertain a stranger. Don't forget to just talk to people for no reason and say hi. Around here, we like to do that. It's the good life around this motherfucker. But then you got those other motherfuckers. Think they can run you out of this fucking smarter. Smarter than you. Fuck you. You're smarter than me as a whole. Duh. You're smarter than me? Duh. I don't do that. I do this. You do that. You're smarter than me. I don't care. My IQ is only this. It's not that great, but
142 is a good new average, I would say, for the new specimens.
Do you realize that everybody has the opportunity to increase their own IQ by stop doing dumb shit, start doing good shit, right shit, smart shit, start taking efficient shits, start regurgitating your waste at a minimal level at what you can do? Because why would you just throw your trash? I'm a trashy motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. 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 I'll throw my trash in your face. I'll spit on your fuck. No matter how free you are, I'll spit on your fuck face. I'll spit on your fuck. There's lotion drink here. All fuck, motherfucker. Fuck, lot fuck. Stuff out of the stuff, because we're not trying to make motherfucker. It's R-rated. We're trying to make it PG-13. Children should hear this shit too, but whatever age you think they should hear it at. Probably not that age. Probably not this age. Could they understand at this age? Play this shit while they're being born. Fuck. Play this shit to your wife while they're fucking pregnant with all your twins and shit. No. There's a good chance that won't do anything. So don't think that you did something because I did it, because what you did may not have had any effect in your entire space-time. The butterfly effect may not ever even be possible for that action. So don't pat yourself on the back, because even at the culmination of what I'm doing, this is why people like me don't have billions of dollars.
Sounds like, let us see. This is a new structure where there is a,
let's see,
point particle representation of matrix images of a new theory of the conservation of matter, but only on the receiving side.
Fundamentally,
the inverse of Einstein's theory of conservation of energy, E equals mc squared, shit, but only as seen in one bit of quantum data from a third party in a future or past space-time.
This is why people that have billions of dollars aren't me. This is why people who care about all the right things aren't you. This is why you care about what I don't care about. I don't care that you care, but I care about a lot of things, just not all the same things that you care about in all the right orders, with all the right percentages, at all the right rates, with all the right stuff, with all the right parties, with all the right 1.2.2.1.2 split midpoint, 1. Image midpoint asymptote, 2D, 3D, 4D, that thing, dimensional transmission of information. That's what we're doing.
Don't forget, you need to have accurate numbers.
That's what we're trying to do. We're transmitting an image of our information, so that you can transmogrify, interpret, reverse engineer, redesign, build with what you have available to you, so you can hear what you are going to hear. So hopefully one of you hears me and tells the rest that they heard me correctly, and that they did actually, in fact, hear me correctly, and enough information was conveyed that they heard what I'm saying.
Like, what is happening?
I attribute my margin of error in my whole life to maybe under 5%. The standard of living is 4%. So they think it's that, but it's really something else, like 8. But what is it to you, to who? But basically, this is sort of the essence of what I'm doing here. The last 3 episodes were the first 3 laws of robotics, according to Isaac Asimov, with an additional 0th law of robotics. They already have that. Mine.
Yours is a different approach.
Think of what I'm doing as the correct math with the correct codex with the correct integral of my information in those first 3 episodes to the information in the sentences in the first 3 laws of robotics and in the form and compared to the 0th law of robotics. That brings me to the conclusion of this concept, which is why I'm splitting it up
every episode.
See you next time. This is it for episode 4.
What is happening
of quantum foam?
Quantum foam.
The Zeroth Wave Disclaimer.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the author or authors and do not necessarily reflect the particular views, thoughts, or opinions of Zeroth Wave Productions, any of its sister companies, its parent company, Zeroth Enterprises, or any other entity which had existed, will exist, or which, quote-unquote, presently must exist outside the realm of our current space-time.
Quantum Foam is produced by Zeroth Wave Productions.